The majority of the Bibles divide Scripture through the inclusion of a page entitled New Testament. This page acts like a dam in that it disrupts the flow of Adonai's message. This page has created a distinction that was never intended to happen. Separation of Torah from the New Covenant has led to teachings that are contrary to that of Yeshua. Let's look at the book of Acts for a minute. This book by Luke recounts what transpired after Yeshua's death, burial, and resurrection. It recounts the development of Yeshua's Talmidim, who ultimately became the leaders of this movement that would spread throughout the world. Starting in Jerusalem, the first 9 chapters are an exclusively Jewish story, with thousands of Jewish people coming to trust in the testimony of people like Kepha, who is known as Peter, and Yohanan, who is known as John. We see 3,000 coming to trust during the time of the Feast of Shavuot, or what many know as the Feast of Pentecost. Likewise, as recounted in chapter 5, 5,000 men alone come to faith in Yeshua as Messiah. How are they doing this if they don't have any of the New Covenant writings we have today? The simple answer is through their practice of relating Yeshua to the Jewish scriptures. Within the first 9 chapters of the book of Acts, there are 51 direct quotes from the Jewish Bible, used to relate Yeshua to the promises that he is the promised Messiah. It is in this context that we are able to convey these truths as evidence to the people who were familiar with these writings, and for many who lived by them. Acts chapter 2 and verse 37. On hearing this, they were stung in their hearts, and they said to Kepha and the other emissaries, "Brother, what should we do?" Throughout the book of Acts, there are a total of 76 direct quotes from the Jewish Bible used to convey the message of Adonai, which is the good news of Yeshua, Messiah. Can you be like the emissaries of Messiah and convey the power of the good news through the Jewish Bible? During the month of July, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, "Whatever Happened to the Sabbath?" to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of this message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.